We say we love God. We worship God. We serve God. But when sickness or disease comes, we become distracted. Look, when family crises arise, we try to figure out life according to our own understanding. And there are many who have chosen to put their faith in the lottery before offerings to God. Look, I'm aware of those who spend more money on lottery tickets during the course of the year than they give in offerings to the kingdom of God. A heart which is overcome with a love for riches and the things of this world is not a believing heart, because no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Many begin well, and it looked like they were believers, but the love of the world has strangled out all of the remnants and residue of Christianity from their lives. Mark is declaring to his listeners not to get caught up in the world and all of its allurements, because Christ is our all in all. Yeah. Yeah. The psalmist tells us in Psalms 118, 8, 9, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to put your trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than put your trust in princesses. If our lives are to be fruitful, we must lay the axe to the root of deceitfulness, lay the axe to the love of wealth, and lay the axe to the love, the lust, and the cravings of our hearts that would choke out the word of God. We must allow the word of God to take root in our hearts and thrive, not having to compete against worldly compassions. Be as jealous for God as he is for you. But this is going to take a life of prayerfulness. It's going to take a life of meditation. It's going to take a life of an extreme love for God himself. Can we aim to be fruitful? Can we aim to be productive? Can we fix it in our hearts and minds that we will not allow the things of this world to compete with the word of God over our heart? My heart belongs to you, Lord. My heart and soul belongs to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the challenge. Look, this is the third soil. The third kind of heart that has heard the word of God. This ain't unchurched folk. Even though the church is, listen, don't get me wrong, I understand the church is not yet birthed in the Gospel of Mark, but it was birthed when Mark wrote it.